Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, let's get ready to tumble. It's game time.
Ooh, I can't wait. Plus, the iPad mini really could be possibly very much absolutely is going to happen. Maybe. And the New York Times has a lot of different new ways to look at it. And Z-Box, it's the new second screen.
All that and Street View is back.
Thank goodness.
On iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces from Citrix, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate with clients and colleagues anywhere. You can share the same screen and see each other face-to-face with HD video conferencing, even from an iPad. Sign up for your 30-day free trial today. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code iPad. And by Slingbox, which can turn your iPad into a television. With the iPad app from Slingbox, you can watch your home TV on your iPad anywhere you go. Check it out at slingbox.com/twit. And by audible.com. To download the free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. Hey, how are you, Sarah Lane?
Very well.
Feels like it's been 2 weeks since I've seen you last.
It has.
Thanks not to only were Tom for filling
Tom
in last
Tom was great
Thursday.
Last week. Yeah, we had a really good time.
Yeah.
And that's funny because people say, "What? I mean, but you've been back since then." But Leo and I don't actually talk to each other outside of this show.
No. It's
so,
it's too
for
painful.
Example, yesterday, it's too painful. Yesterday at 10 a.m., you're walking around, and I go, what are you doing so early on a Wednesday? And you go, I do this every Wednesday.
I'm always here at 10 a.m.
And you
on
gave
Wednesday.
Me kind of a look of death, and I was
Did
like,
I? I'm
and
so
that's,
sorry.
I shouldn't
I
have talked to him
to
on
do
a
that.
Wednesday.
I'm so sorry.
Shouldn't have talked to him
I'm
on a Wednesday.
I'm so sorry. I didn't
No,
mean
it was my fault.
I was rude.
I shouldn't have done that.
Oh, this is iPad Today.
Yes.
This is the show where we talk about the iPad.
That's
you must
right.
be Sarah Lane.
Well, you know, it's weird. I
haven't seen you in 2 weeks. Except for yesterday when I yelled at you.
Well, you didn't yell at me. You said, I do this every
I'm so sorry.
Wednesday.
That was snippy and rude. I
it
apologize.
Wasn't. No, no,
Did
no.
it hurt you?
No, I would never bring it up if I was actually upset about it. I bring it up because it didn't upset me. It's just that sometimes you get in your moods.
Are you telling me that there are things that are upsetting to you and you've never told me?
No, I'd tell you about that, too.
Okay, good.
I don't really have a problem talking to you.
You could tell we know each other and have for many, many years.
Yeah.
And today we're going to talk about gaming, which is something we do from time to time. There's so many good games in the iPad.
So many. And in fact, just yesterday, somebody on Twitter said, you know what you should talk about is games. You really just don't talk about games very often. So,
let's talk about games. What do you say?
You said that you don't like some of the popular games.
I think that a game has to be native to the platform. And I think that some of the most popular games, and you won't see me ever recommend these, or rarely, you actually like duplicate joysticks on the screen, so you have to manipulate the screen with your thumbs as if you've got a virtual joystick. And
yeah.
I just hate that. I think that and that's why games like Fruit Ninja, to me, or Angry Birds is a great example. That's why that was a great game, because it used the touch interface perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a game that was really probably designed for that interface. You know, I think of another game that was designed for the PC that is perhaps the greatest all-time iPad game, Plants vs. Zombies, but that's a perfect touch game as well. So there's some games that will port from a PC beautifully, but any game that uses a controller or a joystick, I just find I don't like Call of Duty Zombies as an example. Very popular, but you won't see me recommend it because
you
it's
don't
a
like
joystick
that,
game.
Yeah, you don't like that shooter stuff. Gosh, I had sort of forgotten
no,
about
no,
Plants vs. Zombies.
It's not that I don't like shooter stuff.
It's no that
it doesn't use the interface
yeah.
well.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you say that that's the problem with a lot of the shooters.
A lot of the shooters don't. In fact, it's hard to do a shooter. But then there's Infinity Blade,
mm-hmm.
which is a sword fighting game that's perfect because it's
swipe,
swiping.
Swipe, swipe.
Yeah. Now, by the way,
yes.
when they announced the new iPad, when was that? How long ago has that been?
It was March.
March.
This well, it came out in March. I guess they announced it the last week of February.
February.
Yeah.
This is now, as we do this show, October.
That's right.
In February,
yes.
developer for Infinity Blade got on stage and demonstrated something called Infinity Blade Dungeons. Remember that?
Yes.
Where the heck is that?
I don't have the answer.
Because that would have been my pick Because I love Infinity Blade, and Dungeons looked great because you were in a dungeon. I mean, it was really looked
cool. Well, it would have been your pick if it's cool. You don't even know if it's cool because it's not out.
Didn't come out. So it's not out. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. Huh. What if, when the iPad Mini is announced, if it is, then they'll say something like, oh, and the iPad also gets Infinity Blade Dungeons.
No.
So that people get excited about the original one again. I don't know.
I think the iPad Mini is going to be an iPad 2 in a smaller box.
No, but they might say, for all of you iPad owners, since we're all here...
Mention Dungeons again.
Maybe so. Because there have been rumors like maybe that the new iPad... the new iPad, the full-size iPad, would get some sort of a refresh at this announcement, if the announcement really does happen.
And that has to do with the 9-pin connector.
That too.
It's kind of funny now, because we got the new connector on the iPhone 5.
8-pin.
Right. Well, it's 8-pin plus a ground, so I call it
9-pin. Just round it up. Okay.
Some people call it 9. Some people call it 8. I think of it as a 9-pin connector. Anyway, the new connector. Can we call it that?
Yes.
And it's funny because then I look at this 30-pin connector on the iPad, and I go, oh, boy, that's sure old-fashioned, that connector. I wish I had some more cables to go with that. I wish I had something to dock that onto. You know what I'm giving the Renew clock to Chad? Because he doesn't have a new iPhone. I can't use it with my iPhone.
Why don't you just get a little converter?
Because that, like many docks, are designed for the thing to go in it.
Yeah.
And the converter...
It's too much of an
angle. I've spent $200 on cables and converters.
Are you $200 me?
Well, each of the cables is $20. I got three new cables, one for the car, one for the work.
Oh, my gosh.
So I got two. I guess I got two. That's $40. And then it's $40 each for the... cable 30-pin to 9-pin adapter, the lightning. I'll call it lightning. So the 30-pin to 9 to lightning adapter, and I bought three of those. I mean, I'm well over $200. I can't remember why, but I have bought all sorts of adapters because I have all sorts of stuff to use.
Well, awesome. So maybe the iPads will get a refresh, and then you guys can all
then
look
I'll really
to
be
doing
messed
this.
Up.
Then you'll really be screwed up. Yeah.
Yeah,
because you mentioned your Renew sleep clock, which we've talked about in a past episode of the show. And I'm like, doesn't really matter because I use actually my iPad. I dock my iPad. That's my
oh, you do.
Clock.
You still use it that way?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, every night I do actually.
Do you still? You still pay attention to your sleep?
Yeah, it makes me more and more depressed because I can never really sleep over about 6.5 hours a night, even if I try for 8. Like I'm like tossing and turning in the middle of the night. But that's not what this show is about. This show is about game time
and Sarah's sleep habits.
And that, which is why I'm so cranky. But let me start with actually yes. Let me start actually with an app that Colin Weir, who works with us and has really good iPad ideas, recommended to me. It has a terrible name. Set Pro HD.
That's not a game.
Yes, it is.
Set Pro HD? What does it do?
Okay, so that's what...
It doesn't sound fun.
It doesn't sound fun at all. And I was like, is it like at least tennis or something? Like Set.
Set.
No, it's about card sets. But instead of explaining it, I'll just show you. Because it's actually really quite fun.
It's got nice music.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, right? So I'm going to play by myself, but I could play 2-player, 3-player, or 4-player. So if you've got a bunch of people and you're looking to waste some time, this can be fun for the whole family, or at least 4 of you. But I'll just go ahead and do the sprint version, even though there are a variety of different ways that you can play this game, but it's all the same idea. So if I go ahead and play, what I'm now doing is I am looking for patterns. So either there is tap the no set. Oh, it's still telling me how to play the game because it's a.
This is some sort of matching game, like concentration kind of.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it just kicked me out of there. Let's try again. It's kind of like concentration.
Oh, this is too hard for me.
No, it's not. It's not. It's really fun. Okay, so here's what I'm looking for. 1, 2, 3.
This is an actual card game.
Yeah, kind
called
of.
Set.
But it's also, you have to go as quickly as possible. So I'm looking for either combinations that are color combos that are of the same, suit and number, or I'm looking for a...
That's kind of fun.
Oh, it's really fun. It's very hard to explain.
And kids can play this because you don't even have to know words or letters, just shapes and colors.
Uh-huh. Yeah, actually, and they
say... So it's
say,
nice, it kind of, yeah.
This is something that's been, people have been using kind of to, understand how people's brains work for quite some time. All right.
You know what it reminds me of?
What?
Anyway, so...
The idea is that if you're very, very good at this, it's sort of the same type of brain that a very good piano player would have. Because you can see, you could read music. And it's like, there's not a lot of thinking that goes into it. You just kind of see the pattern, and it comes out. And there's like a little genius thing going on that some people have and some people don't. I clearly don't have it. But it's fun to practice.
Would it make you better? Like, would it make you a better piano player if you got good at this?
I think it's probably a little bit more about what it says
about you than developing it.
Yeah. But I really love it. I don't know. This is the sort of thing that's like, it seems mindless, but it's actually kind of hard.
I'm going to derail you a little bit because I didn't mention this before because it's an iPhone game. And a disclaimer, they're a sponsor of my radio show, but there's a company called Lumosity. Have you ever heard of them? They do brain training games based on neurological research. And this reminds me of that. The idea being that a brain is almost like a muscle. And by exercising it, you can keep it young, you can keep it flexible. And in I believe this is true for you, too. You could develop new abilities. I mean, I think that might make you better. A better musician or a piano player as you play that game because you're developing that part of your brain that perhaps was underdeveloped before. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So they have, now it's iPhone only, but you can get it. It's free. It's called the Brain Trainer by Lumosity. And what it does is they have a variety of different games that remind me a little bit of this. There's memory shapes and memory circles, brain. I'll show you the memory shapes because it's kind of similar. So it's kind of fun. So the idea is... Does the shape that's coming up going to match the previous shape? So that's no match, obviously. And that's no match. That's a match.
Uh-huh.
That's a no match. And so the idea is you're going to do this as fast as possible. And it develops a certain part of the brain, which is obviously symbol recognition on the brain, right? And then they have a whole variety of different games. If you like this kind of game, it's the iPhone game, but it works fine. In fact, notice it does do a horizontal. I don't know why some iPhone apps will do landscape mode and some won't.
Isn't that weird?
I guess it's a design thing.
Yeah. It seems like if it's available, why not just do that?
Right.
But you figure that there's probably developers saying, well, we're going to make our own native iPad app, so why would we put the
So then
the
as you use it, you develop a brain profile index. And you can see I've played it for several years now. And you get better. You can see how you can increase your attention or your flexibility, your problem solving, your memory. And as you use it, your brain actually does improve. They say that there's been a lot of neurological research that doing that kind of thing or that game, the Set Pro game, will actually keep your brain young.
Well, that's what I'm looking for.
Isn't that
great?
I mean,
if I can't keep the rest of me young, at least let's keep the brain in as good of shape as possible. That's a $4.99 game, by the way. So setgame.com is where you can find out more about it. If you're kind of like, what's the deal? Is this actually a game that I want to play? I clearly am not too old for a game like this. I think maybe a lot of kids would enjoy it.
Well, and that's what I like about it. Family could play it together.
Yeah.
You know what? I cannot get my family to play with me.
What?
I actually bought it. It's a board game, very popular among geeks in Silicon Valley, called Carcassonne.
Yes, which is an old big castle fortress in France.
A medieval French city. Yeah. And the idea of the game, and there's a whole bunch of these. I think it's a German game, but there's a whole bunch of these games that are designed around... medieval villages, and they're kind of like resource games, Monopoly games, but they're modern games. So this is, I love this because I can never get my kids to play Carcassonne with me, but I can get people on the internet to play Carcassonne, get you to play against me locally.
This was actually highly recommended by people on Twitter.
I love Carcassonne.
Do you mind telling me your name?
Yes, I haven't played it on this iPad.
Or type it in.
So I'm going to type my name
in. Type your name, Leo.
The idea is you get resource cards and you allocate these cards.
It looks like this.
And you build roads, you build cities, and it's kind of like Monopoly that you're trying to push the other players out and you can play with other people.
Mm-hmm.
This is the solitaire version, which is not nearly as much fun as playing with other people. But the neat thing about Carcassonne for the iPad, first of all, it's beautiful.
Can you play with strangers on Game Center?
You can play with strangers.
Oh, that's good.
Solitaire Carcassonne. Yeah.
Now, solitaire is a little different because I'm playing against myself, but there are a variety of these different kinds of cards here, and I can play by putting these tiles in different, I think. I've never played the solitaire, so I'm not sure how. I don't know how to play this game.
You don't know how to play this game. These are very good.
Well, no, I don't play the solitaire. I play the against other people. I don't want to start a game now because I'd have to bow out of it.
Oh, I see.
It's an hour.
Yeah.
It's a board game that has ported very well. Now, there were earlier ports of... this is a whole kind of category of games, these new tile resource games. And there have been poor ports to the iPad. This happens to be very good. This is the iPad version of Carcassonne. I think it comes from the original. Just so you get an idea, there's a variety of different resource tiles and road tiles. You're going to build a map. You're going to compete against other players for resources. You're going to try to make... For instance, you get points for having the longest roads. You get points for dominating in certain areas. It's really a fun game. So this is I don't play the solitaire because I don't want to play a real game, but I guess I could end this game and we could play a local game, I guess.
Looks like
then it'd be playing you and me.
Your first game of Carcassonne.
This is not my first game.
Carcassonne.
Ah, we'll do the tour, though. Yes, go ahead. Because then you can see how the game is played.
How it unfolds.
It is really a beautiful game. Remember the railroad game that you showed us about a year ago?
Yeah, oh gosh.
Same idea.
People are always... Ticket to Ride.
Ticket to Ride. It's a great game.
That was really fun, actually.
It was originally a board game with tiles and you place things.
Still is.
Yeah. And so that's what Carcassonne is. It is a digital version of a cardboard board.
So
game.
You're building your walled city.
Yep.
Not your railroad tracks.
Exactly.
Same idea.
Same idea.
Yeah.
In fact, they're very similar. And what's we're going to side these games out. You see, I'm playing a local game. I could be playing against you. It's best, of course, to play against real people on the internet. And this game does support that. It's a lot of fun.
Don't be
Carcassonne.
Shy.
It's $9.99. CarcassonneApp.com is where you can find out a little bit more about it. Oh, yeah.
You can see how it's a little bit like a Ticket to Ride.
So I have an app. This was recommended by Jessica on Twitter, Jessica Sarai.
Mm-hmm.
And this, she recommended it to me. And I said, well, I always do puzzle games. And people will mumble and grumble and say,
you're not an action game person.
I'm not that much of an action game person, but I do get hooked on certain kinds of games. So I went, okay, Puzzle Juice. Let's give it a go. And it's the best game in the world.
You love it.
Because it is Tetris, but
meets.
With words.
Oh.
It's a whole level. I'm just going to show you.
Oh, let's see it.
It's made me a very happy person indeed. Except that it doesn't work in landscape mode. And so that doesn't make me very happy. But that's really the only gripe that I have. Let's try not to have too much glare here. I have paused the game. So let's just go back to the game I was already playing. I'm on, I don't know, some level at this point. So here's my little Tetra. All right. Where am I going to put this? I'll go ahead and put this here. Let me just get a nice... What I want to do is get a complete row on the bottom, so it's almost a little
counter. Boy, it is just like Tetris.
Here's what happens.
Oh, but here's the word.
Now, that's a word.
Yeah.
Bye-bye blocks.
Oh, I love the combination.
Isn't that fun? And if I want to make sure...
Well, you can see why this is portrait only, because you need the length.
So, I mean, I could
Obey?
Go...
No,
I could go den.
Den? Yeah.
Now, what's cool is that if I show you... Let me actually get...
lag is a word.
Yeah, but
let's
make it more interesting.
Okay. So you have to spell the letters consecutively in a word.
Yeah, but you can go in a bunch of different ways. So
this part is just like Tetris.
There we go.
But the bottom row has formed.
So now,
let's
go crazy.
Okay.
So, sage.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, fun.
Ooh, look what you did there. Okay, this is
you
good.
You know what I mean?
Thank you, Jessica. This
is good. It's so good.
Yeah.
I love it. It's a really fun. And I mean, if you like Tetris, you just like this anyway because it's just fun. So die. Sorry, didn't buy lunch. God, I don't know what I'm gonna do with that QU, and so on and so forth. You can also go backwards too. So if it's like lamb,
there you go.
I was on the lamb.
That got rid of the QU.
Yeah, so you can blow out stuff. If I don't stop playing, whoops, you have to do three layers or more.
Yeah.
Okay. Ah! Pause. You get the idea.
Yeah, that's addictive.
Super fun.
That's addictive.
Yeah. And you can turn off the music, too, if you're like, it's so stressful. And that one is only $1.99, so that's a very good price for something that's fun. If you like Tetris, you'll love this. Puzzle Juice.
Puzzle Juice.
Yeah.
I am going to give honorable mention to something that we mentioned before, but I didn't really show it, which is Field Runners 2. Now, we've talked before about Field Runners, which is one of the greatest games, right up there with Plants vs. Zombies for the iPhone. The iPad version of Field Runners 2 came out a couple of weeks ago. This was an Alex Lindsay pick. It's a tower defense game. So the idea is that you are being invaded by these little gremlins, and you have to build a defense to keep them from getting from one side of the iPad to the other side. Now, a couple of points on this. It's funny. It's much faster than the iPhone 5. That shows you how fast the processor is on the iPhone 5. It's fairly slow to load on the iPad 2, or 3, rather. It seems to crash a lot. Now, they've done one update, and I think it's a little bit more reliable than it used to be. So you see these gremlins are coming out, and I've built a defense against them here. And as I get them, I start to be able to build additional defenses by earning points. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. It's a really great game. This is the fast forward mode. There are additional weapons across the bottom. You get some additional tools over here to make it more challenging. It's very challenging. You can play it on a higher level and make it almost impossible, but they assure us that every level is beatable. So that is just an honorable mention, because I had mentioned it before. That's Field Runners 2. If you've not played
this
game...
Now, are you playing the HD version?
This is the iPad HD version. If you've not played this game, be prepared. It's highly addictive. Right, John? John Slonina and I both wake up in the middle of the night and play, like, for 3 hours and then wonder why we're groggy through the rest of the day. It is just a lot. It is just a fantastic game. It's a lot of fun.
That one's $7.99.
Yeah, and worth every penny. It should be $50.
Wow.
It's that good.
Holy crud.
Have you ever played Rayman?
Rayman. Oh, that's...
It was a great, great game that was available, I think, I want to say Sega. I do think the regular Xbox had it. It's a really fun game. And Rayman is now available. There's an iPhone version of Rayman, and this is the first iPad version from Ubisoft, the creator of the original Rayman.
I thought this was going to be your app cap.
And if... It was going to be my app cap, but that's okay. I have other games for my app cap.
Not a problem.
I could do something else for my app
cap. I'll move something else down.
I apologize.
Don't apologize.
You're right. I was
just
saving
like,
this.
Look at you. You're going rogue. You're so McCain right
I'm
now.
I'm going rogue.
You're a maverick.
Yeah, so just if you like Rayman, it's a really fun game. It will remind you a little bit of, you notice it's got, this is what I, again, this is a good example of a game that is perfect for the iPad because it's swiping, right? It's using, now, the original Rayman.
Sounds very Angry Birds, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's kind of got the Angry Birds metaphor where you have levels that you're completing. And I just think it's... Rayman was one of the great gaming characters. If you were a Rayman fan, you'll love the chance to play Rayman again. Not quite like the original Rayman game, but enough of the original character to make it a lot of fun. So that's Rayman, what's it called? Run, I think? But it's a lot of fun, and there you go.
Rayman Jungle Run.
Jungle Run, that's it.
Ubisoft.
Highly recommend.
$2.99.
Yeah.
I really like the, it's very sort of like jungly.
It's fun. It's fun. Rayman is a great game, and people who play console games will certainly be familiar with it. It's like Sonic. It's a classic.
It's a classic. So we've got some running and jumping and puzzles.
I will say
all sorts of crap
for my app cap. The game that I told you might replace your dinosaur egg game.
Should I remember that?
I sent you an email, but you probably didn't see it.
Oh, that one. Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that sometime.
You don't know this game.
No. I have no idea what you're talking about, actually. But I can look at my email while you're talking about one of our wonderful
I'll
sponsors.
Fill it in. I'm not going to do the Moxie game because you already did a better word game than the Moxie game.
I looked up your Moxie game and I was like, he's going to freak out.
Your game is so much better.
Once he sees
that's
Puzzle
why I punted.
Juice.
Yeah.
By the way, when you first load up
Terrible
Puzzle
name.
Juice, it says like Puzzle Juice is a game that's going to punch your brain in the face.
No, that's
and
not
I was
good.
Like, this is going to suck, and then it didn't.
Yeah.
So you can say whatever you want to say to me, Puzzle Juice.
Puzzle Juice.
A quick reminder. Talked about a lot of stuff just now. If you ever want to know where all those links or what was the name of that game, and Leo won't answer my emails, it probably sounds familiar, right? Just go to twit.tv/IPC. That's where all of our show archives live. So you can look up any past show. If it was, you know, episode 115, I think that there was something on there. And what were they talking about? What's the news? Just go there and you can catch up on all of our show notes.
Catch up.
Yeah. That's a that was Uma Thurman's joke. Well, it's the punchline in the joke.
That's right.
Yeah. Family Force Five. Something like that.
Is that the name of the movie?
Well, it doesn't matter.
It's ketchup.
Yeah. And it's funny, and then he doesn't laugh, and she says it's not funny.
Yeah, well.
All right.
If Uma Thurman told me a joke, I would pretend to enjoy it.
Yeah, really? Yeah. I know. Well, he had done a lot of heroin earlier. Stupid you know, it doesn't
person.
Matter. It doesn't
Stupid
matter.
Person.
Twitch.tv/IPT.
That's why you should stay off drugs right there.
Is our website. You can also, Chad, do you have that website?
Yeah, almost.
Okay. Where you can watch old episodes of our show right from the page, too. By the way, we keep getting people saying, you know what, I want to watch episode 50, and I don't want to stream it. I want to download it all to my iPad. And I say, gosh, you know, I'm not sure what to do about that. I mean, you could download them all, but once you get into the past long enough, it's sort of a one-by-one type thing.
Yeah, but we'd have a consistent naming standard.
Yeah.
So once you could if you look at it, you'll see the naming system, and you could guess what the name is of any show and just download that show.
Right from the iPad.
Right from the iPad.
Well, I think it's somebody who's like, I just want a never-ending playlist that has,
I understand
know,
that. We get that question a lot. And
episodes.
The reason is that an RSS feed isn't designed to have every episode in it. So if you're using a feed reader like iTunes or Podcatcher, yeah. You know, a Podcatcher like Instacast.
Or Downcast.
Or Downcast. You only see the last 10 episodes. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise it would be a giant file.
Right.
And not only would you use a lot of bandwidth, and more than you think, because every time you check it, it downloads the whole RSS file. So would we, because there are podcatchers that will check every 10 minutes, all day, all night, and that's a huge amount of bandwidth. So it's really not how RSS was designed to have every show we've ever done. And I apologize. I wish there were an easier way to do that. But, you know, we'll think about what we could do, John, is create like a standard OPML or a single file that would be on one-time only download that would have every show in it. We could do that. That's a good idea.
It's something to think about.
We'll do so. That's a
good idea.
Especially
for a show like this, because it's like maybe you didn't watch it before you had an iPad, and you keep having opportunities
really
to get a
point.
New one, yeah. Or maybe, you know, that sort of thing.
So we want you to watch every show.
Of course.
Yeah.
I don't want to make it hard for you to watch episode 5. It was great.
You know what else we want?
What?
We want each and every one of you to have an iPad.
That's for sure.
Because it's kind of really no point in watching this
and
show.
And you all get one today.
No. Look under your chairs, boys and girls.
And there's nothing there.
Nothing there.
Sorry.
Because we don't have the method yet of going into your home and putting an iPad under your chair.
If we did, you'd have one.
Absolutely.
Why
we're
would
working
we not
on
do that.
That. I have a team of engineers right now in the basement.
Lock pickers.
Working on that. Yes. Kevin Rose is leading the way. This is his new job.
He doesn't do stuff like that anymore. He's like a super normal VC guy.
No, he's not
now.
A super normal guy. That's a cover.
Okay, for his lockpicking operation.
Shh.
He's going to put an iPad under your couch.
Yeah, someday.
Watch your back.
If all goes well, Kevin Rose will be sneaking into your home someday. But until that day, we're going to have here's a way you could win one.
Yeah.
Yes, from our friends at GoToMeeting. You know about GoToMeeting. From Citrix. We talk about it a lot. This is that great program that lets you share screens with other people. It could be your coworkers for training, for team meetings. It could be a client that you want to pitch, show that keynote or PowerPoint presentation to. GoToMeeting is a great way to do that. And, of course, as we've mentioned before, they've added HD faces, so they've got a camera now. And you see the people you're meeting with, which I have to say makes it, frankly, much more engaging, interesting meeting. You kind of have fun with it. You joke around because you're seeing them. And if it's a client, it's a chance for a client to build a level of rapport and trust with you that they really need to before they're going to become a customer. So all of this is great. GoToMeeting, HD faces. What I really love is you can join a meeting on your iPad or your iPhone, and that is spectacular. You can literally send somebody an invite, say, hey, I want to meet with you. They're on the road. They just whip out their iPad. Even the camera, the headphones, and the microphone all work. They've got everything they need to join your meeting right there on the iPad. That is so slick. That is just a great way to bring teams together. So in honor of that, GoToMeeting wants to give you an iPad. Here's the deal. Where would you want to meet anywhere in the world? With whom and why? We want you to share your story and win a free iPad. And by the way, Sarah, we're going to do something different this time. You and I are going to autograph that iPad.
Oh, cool.
And we're going to put some special stuff on there.
Like what?
I don't know.
Sprinkles?
Pictures.
Oh, okay. Oh, on the iPad.
In the iPad. I was thinking, what I really want to do is put the
Frosty.
I wanted to put the Twit app on the iPad. But there's no way I can do that without kind of signing them up to an account.
Right.
So we'll give you a card
so
that you can buy the Twit app.
Yeah.
It's only 99 cents. We'll give you a $10 gift card so you can get your first few apps on there.
Fun.
How about that? Now, that's a prize. So
I'll
here's the deal. You want to share your story on Twitter. Use the hashtag iPadTodayFree. Okay? I know it's a long hashtag. iPadTodayFree. And you can... Perhaps we'll pick randomly from all the people who tweet in the next week their story of how they'd like to use GoToMeeting, where and why. And, 140 characters. It doesn't have to be a long story.
Like, I would like to be on Mars.
Yeah, with Mother Teresa. Boom. Hashtag iPad today.
Go nuts.
Go nuts.
There's no rules here.
There's no rules.
Dead or alive.
Have fun with it. But do that in the next week before. So this is the fourth. So before our next show on October 11th, we actually will award an iPad for next week.
Yay! Yeah.
And we have more to giveaways. That's just the first one.
Yay!
And then don't forget to visit GoToMeeting.com.
Yay!
Click the Try It Free button. Use the promo code iPad. You could try it free. The iPad app is free. The iPhone app is free. It is really great. GoToMeeting.com, promo code. See, click that Try It Free. Click the promo code button, iPad. That's all you
need. I-P-A-D.
Four letters. It's all you need.
Just four cool letters.
And somebody's going to win an iPad in our audience. Isn't that great?
Yeah. I hope it's you.
Hey, one note on the GoToMeeting. By the way, thanks to GoToMeeting for giving us an iPad to give away. But for legal reasons, this is a U.S.-only contest. I'm sorry. It's what the lawyers said. So want you to tweet where in the world you would meet from and why if you have your GoToMeeting app on your iPad. And use the hashtag iPadTodayFree, all one word, iPadTodayFree. So you put the pound, you know, the hashtag iPadTodayFree. And good luck. What a great prize.
You know, somebody did write us, this is neither here nor there, but did write us and said, you know, it just sucks because the more that time goes on that people have the iPad 3, the new iPad, or the iPad 2 is like... The iPad 1 folks have really been left out in the cold. We don't get iOS 6. And more you're talking about apps that sometimes I can't even download. And it's true. It does suck. We will do our best to keep that in mind and to point out whenever we can, hey, iPad 1 users, you're not going to be able to do this. Or you're going to have to do it a different way. But we hear you. It does suck.
My mom had an iPad 1. Mm-hmm. She's almost 80 and loved it. Loves it. And it was starting to get a little flaky on her. I think that after a few years, they get a little weird.
Sure.
So I sent her the new iPad. And it is a huge difference. She said, I can't believe it. It's brighter. It's lighter. It's easier to hold. My games are faster. So there really is a difference.
Oh, yeah.
If you can, get the new one. So my mom now has the new one.
Good. Yeah. Hey, so you know what's also new?
What?
Yet another second screen app for the iPad. We've talked about these extensively in the past. This one is worth mentioning, though.
This is something... Second screen means you're watching TV and you have your iPad, and somehow it's tied.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's, you know, TV guide information about the show you're watching that can help you learn about, you know, songs that are playing.
Right.
It's kind of designed to be used with live programming, but scheduled programming in general. The reason I want to talk about ZBox, and really it's just a mention, is because ZBox, first of all, those of you who live in Europe might be familiar with it already because this is an international product, but now is coming to the U.S. With the blessing of Comcast and NBC, who will be promoting this service on, we don't exactly know yet, but presumably certain NBC shows where, if it's a reality show or something where there's voting capabilities, they might push you to use ZBox to cast your vote.
So you better get it.
Well, or just keep in mind that something like this, if it has the backing of a huge company like Comcast,
right,
might end up being more successful because I think... The more we talk about apps like this, so right now we're looking at what's hot on TV right now, right? So there's Let's Make a Deal on CBS. We've got the Jeff Probst show. That's a show? Gosh, I only thought of him as the Survivor guy. Jersey Shore is featured, not for very long. Or if you look at the guide, I've gone ahead and said, hey, ZBox, I don't actually have cable. I just have the over-the-air antenna. So ZBox says, okay, basically you have nothing cool. I'll just show you all the stuff that you can get with your over-the-air antenna. And it's actually pretty right. So that's nice. I can also go ahead and reorder my channels. So like,
do I have to have a Comcast subscription to use this?
No. I just said, I went ahead and said I only have an over-the-air antenna. So strip out all the stuff that I can't get, but I can get a bunch of HD
channels.
It.
So you can't do stuff that you would do only if you had Comcast, if you had like HBO or whatever.
I mean, I could lie and say, yeah, I have Comcast.
No, but then it would ask you to log in,
and I could see the TV guide. No. No, it just
see, it says set up your TV provider.
Yeah, but it's just basically locating you. Like what do you have?
Okay.
That's so it can populate your TV guide. That's all.
I see.
There's no like you can't watch TV on here. It's not like you can HBO Go.
So that's the difference.
It's the extra stuff. It's actually very well done. I think this is a nice app. It looks good. There's a variety of like social aspects of it, of course.
Yeah, you kind of have to tie it into Facebook.
You don't have to. No,
okay.
This could actually be an individual thing. I could never share with you that I'm watching The Voice. But if I wanted to, we wanted to watch it together, then we've got, messaging capabilities and this and that. We can share stuff to Twitter and Facebook. It's nice, though. This is, if you're into those second screen apps, this is a nice one. I wonder if it has, I'm sure it's drawn the ire of all the independent companies who are trying to do this as well and don't have, built-in promotion by NBC. But we'll see.
Interesting.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. I'm just installing it right now.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, I like the idea.
It's a nice one. We talk about this every once in a while because someone always comes along with a pretty cool idea, and you say, yeah, second screen. But we talked about this on TNT recently also. It's like, what it is it's controlling, trying to control our low attention spans. I mean, my attention span, it's tough for me to just watch TV
They know you're not paying attention, that you're using the iPad
or
the computer.
So they're trying to get you to pay more attention,
okay,
at least in their programming,
which
of course involves advertising and marketing.
Oh, yeah, because then they could put the ads on the second screen as well.
Yeah. Or, they dump you to a page where it's like, hey, buy this song on iTunes that you heard in the credits of the show. And then there's some revenue sharing.
Well, in some ways, it's the sequel to interactive television that they were talking. You're too young to remember this, but this was a very big topic. How are we going to make television interactive? And the cable boxes were designed so you. This was such a failed experiment. They had a special remote controls, and you could enter in stuff. And it turned out that, for instance, they spent thousands of dollars per customer in Florida to put this into 10,000 homes.
Is this like web TV?
It was interactive cable.
Uh-huh.
And the number one thing people did was buy stamps. It didn't work. But the problem was, it's a sit back experience, a lean back experience, and you've got the remote here. But now with an iPad and the nice interactivity there, I think it's more likely to succeed.
Yeah, it's fun to have the option. It's hard.
Is this really what you want to be doing with your iPad?
I think for me, it's like, oh yeah, Zbox. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see what's going on.
See, what they don't understand.
I actually like the TV guide aspect of it.
What they don't understand is the reason that you're using a second screen is because you're bored to tears with what's on the big screen. And so you're tweeting or you're answering email.
Or you're talking about what's on the big screen your own way.
Are you?
That's all I did last night during the debate.
Oh, that's right.
On Twitter like a crazy person.
Twitter said it was the biggest Twitter day for a political event ever.
You know what I want?
What?
The day when we don't talk about the biggest Twitter day.
It seems to
you
be every
mean?
Day is the biggest Twitter day.
What were the ratings for ABC last night? Nobody talks about that. Talk about more people tweeted about Big Bird than ever.
What's the Big Bird thing? I didn't watch.
Mitt Romney, he basically said, I want to cut funding to PBS, but I like Big Bird.
You know what's so funny is I knew that because I saw all the traffic. I didn't see the debate. I saw the traffic on the social networks, and what came to me was, why are they all talking about Big Bird? Very interesting.
PBS.
Very
he didn't like Big Bird enough. Likes them.
I like Big
but
Bird.
But not enough to.
They actually mentioned Big Bird in the debate, did they?
He said, I like Big Bird.
Okay.
So
it's so funny what people glom on to.
Well, it was not a fun debate. There was nothing like
they were
there were
looking
no
for
like
anything.
Fun zingers or
yeah,
anything. And we've all
anything.
Become this just we like to blow things out of proportion. So you get a little Big Bird reference and the whole Twitterverse goes insane.
That turned out
like,
to be
it
the
sounded
turning
like
point
he naked
the
wrestled with Big Bird, judging by,
Well,
everyone's
I admit to being somewhat puzzled.
Right.
Seeing all of that traffic, I thought, what the hell did he say?
Don't blame you at all. Hey, so you know what's kind of interesting?
What?
The New York Times' new approach to giving people what they want.
HTML5.
Yeah, exactly. What's cool is that, so you have to be a New York Times subscriber already, which I am for the purposes of staying on top of the news, but also the show.
Yeah.
We subscribe to the New York Times via the iPad app, but this is a whole new way.
Oh, it does look different.
Now, it looks like I just launched an app, right? But
yeah.
All I had done was just added a little shortcut to my home screen. This is an HTML5 experience that gives me a few different options. Right now, I'm looking at trending stories on the New York Times. So polls show a strong debate for Romney. That's number one. That's trending a lot. Then I've got, it's all kind of debate stuff because, of course, that's
right.
New and that happened just yesterday.
Did they mention
Big Bird?
News.
Somewhere in here, Big Bird will be mentioned,
okay.
I'm sure. That's more of a BuzzFeed spin on
right.
the story, I would say.
Yeah.
Now, or I can say, okay, let's go to Times Wire. Now, this is the New York Times based on the most recent updates. So this is like, almost like if you...
It's chronological order.
Yeah. Or it's if you're going to newyorktimes.com, you're going to get the most recent stuff
right.
more than you go to the newspaper. Because that's
now,
the way that works.
One of the reasons they said we're going to do an app is because people felt HTML5 wasn't very responsive. It was sluggish scrolling.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't as good. Obviously, if you could make something that looks as good as an app in a web browser, you'd want to do that because it's the open web. Nobody has to buy anything. It gives you a lot, you know, I can link to articles and so forth. So is this as good as the app?
So what the New York Times has said is, listen, we're not pulling our iPad app. It's not like we're
right.
trying to get around some revenue sharing with subscriptions with Apple. We are merely giving our customers more options. So if you want to read the Times Wire version of the New York Times, we got that for you. If you want to just look at all of the sections and say, all I want to do is read the Sunday Review right now, we'll do that for you too. This is not different from what you get in the iPad app. It is just a different way to...
Does it scroll? Can
yeah.
you just scroll it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's maybe a little less responsive than the app.
Yeah, but it's like, I mean, if
but
you're
not
reading...
badly so.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. You can also, if you want to, just look at it as today's paper, right? So you got your front page. Like, what's on the front page of the New York Times right now? With the benefit of some multimedia here, that's what you get.
Right.
So it looks a little bit different, but sometimes you wonder, you know, you go to newyorktimes.com, for example, and it's such a dynamically updating animal that, you know, it's very different than what the print version was like that morning,
right.
you know, or your afternoon edition. So I think they're still just experimenting, you know?
Now,
how do we keep subscribers happy?
There is the guy who does the Atlantic Monthly, who's a very smart fellow, is going all in on digital versions of that traditional magazine, but also has created a new business magazine called Quartz, QZ.com. And it's also a big HTML5 thing. You're supposed to go in your browser on your desktop, supposedly on your iPad, supposedly on any device, and get a really rich experience.
It's not live, though, right?
It's live, but, you know, I've been loading it for the last 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
And this is my problem. This is an HTML5 app as well, and I'm having issues.
It don't work.
It don't work.
And
it's
you're
QZ.com.
Sure. And you're sure that it's live? Because I
have
thought
I've been
that
reading
it was
it.
Coming
I read
soon.
It every day.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So you're enjoying it.
There it is. So that came up on your desktop browser. This is another HTML5 app. And, you know, isn't it interesting how much it looks kind of like that layout of the New York Times that you just showed us?
Yeah. It does.
And this is going to be a free publication and because they have big name subscribers. I'm surprised. Maybe it doesn't work as well on the iPad as it does on the desktop because I just can't get it to load.
You know what's kind of cool? And this is actually, so last week, Tom and I talked about how Camera Plus is now an iPad native app.
What does that mean?
That means that it's not an iPhone app, that you're just running at 2X.
I've been using an iPhone app running at 2X all this time?
No. It just became available.
Oh.
So you're only a week behind. However, if you're like, well, Camera Plus is good and fine and everything, but I really prefer Camera Awesome, when is Camera Awesome going to get...
That's the Smug Mug version.
That's the
of
Smug
Camera
Mug.
Plus.
Very, very similar.
Yeah.
But, you know, with some filters that are a little bit different. That has now become a universal app.
Ah.
Which is actually almost better. So I didn't actually have to go in and like delete my original Camera Plus app. It just now is what's going on here?
Oh, well, it's confused.
It's wanting to take a picture.
Yeah.
It's very confused.
It says, I can't focus. I don't know what's
going
on.
But it's neat because, okay, let's just go into my camera roll. So here's my library. I want to go into my library and pick something. God, why did I take... That's so weird. Oh, I know. This is my library with in-camera awesome from the last time we talked about it.
Are you selling coffee cups on eBay?
No,
that's just... Is that your new business?
It doesn't matter.
Trying to supplement the income a little bit?
This is just... It uses its own version of Lightbox, sort of the way that Camera Plus does. Mm. Camera would like access to your photos. Yes, that's fine. Please do that.
Then do you use Camera Plus instead of the native camera app on your iPad?
Almost exclusively.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's as fast and everything?
Well, for my iPad, it almost doesn't matter because you pull photos in that I often take with my iPhone. And then I play with them within the iPad. I use a few, like Snapseed, I love on the iPad. Mm-hmm. Camera Awesome is going to be a new one. Camera Plus now is native as well.
I'm going to try Camera Plus. I hadn't tried it. I have it on my iPhone, of
but
course.
It's great. You know, it's like I took a picture of my friend's dining room table last night. It's like this really cool old piece of wood thing.
It's got a crack in it.
Yeah, on purpose. They paid a lot for that crack.
Okay.
But I can awesomize it, which just kind of, I don't know, makes it better. Or then you go into your presets, and here's where it gets interesting because they have all these presets that I can choose from. I think you get something like 37 presets for free, but then you start getting in-app purchase options. Yeah, it's 36 filters to start, and then additional textures and frames and stuff can be purchased in packs of 9. So $10. If you want a fully featured app where you've got basically 300 different features, it can go up to $10.
Wow.
Like, I don't even need that. Look, morning after, look how cool that is. I love it already. I'm going to save it.
How do you find it on the...
Oh, wait, that's a demo one. I'd have to pay for it. So you get the idea.
Yeah.
Vintage presets, 99 cents. $3.99 for 108 presets. Or Awesome Forever for $8.99. Ooh, it's a dollar off. $9 rather than 10 right now if you act fast. But that's Camera Awesome. Awesomeize.com. And again, at least to get started, the app to download and play around a little bit is free.
You said that there's a Camera Plus iPad app, too.
Yes.
I can't find that one.
It's Camera Space Plus. That's
Camera
how you
space
find it.
Space Plus.
Yeah. I had the same problem because I did Camera Plus No Space, and it was like, I didn't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
And then you got to go down a little bit. I found it down the page a bit.
That's really...
I know.
Apple's got to fix this search on the... I thought they were going to fix the search. I can't still... I don't even see it. Oh, maybe if I keep going.
Well, it shouldn't be
there
that
There it is.
Far.
You're right. It was way down. Yeah.
Yep. Wow. Did the same thing.
Yeah.
Download that puppy.
I did not know that this was available now on the... that's great.
Well, because you were out of commission when we all laughed and cheered about it. Hey, so Leo.
Hey, so Sarah.
So... It's funny. It would be
I'm
nice.
I'm glad you think it's funny.
It is funny. It would be nice if somehow.
Yes.
I could watch the channels.
The channels.
That I have.
At home.
At home.
I'm channeling you right now.
I mean, I could DVR them and watch them later, but like, what if I have time in the middle of the day and I'm just far from home?
You know, the thing is that I've always thought, and maybe I'm alone in this, that the iPad is like a personal television set.
Well, but it's so thin and portable.
I just love it.
Yeah, it's like the perfect television if only it really was one.
Yeah. Well, it is.
Oh.
In fact, I'm watching Revolution right now because I had on the DVR.
Oh, that apocalyptic kind of thing?
J.J. Abrams.
Have you been watching? Like, is it really good?
No.
I haven't started watching it yet.
It's not very good.
Okay.
So here's the deal. This is Slingbox. So you set up a Slingbox on your home theater system, and it's just a box that they connect to the DVR, to the satellite or cable box, to whatever you've got in your home theater system. Oh, I guess it's over. Now I have to watch this. And
well, that
then
looks good too. It's sort of a
something
about cars or race cars or something. I don't know.
Ben.
Oh, he has a nice smile.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm watching this from my house.
That's
so this
impossible.
Is the home theater. Yeah, no, this is the home theater
You're
system
not a
in
magician.
My house.
What's happening?
Slingbox. So you hook up the Slingbox at home, and then you get the Sling player on your iPad, and you can watch your home. You don't pay anything additional because you're already paying for your home system. Basically turns your iPad into a personal TV, which is, I think, what it was made to do. I mean, it's really, really awesome. So I want you to try it right now. Visit slingbox.com/twit to find out more. You should also go to... Amazon, they've got it. Best Buy, if you want to actually look at it, they have demo set up. It's really great. The quality's superb, and the control is great too. You know, this is set up with a dish, So I have the dish remote control right here.
So that you feel comfortable.
I totally know how to, you know, I know how to use this. I can change the channel.
It's the remote you know and don't love.
Yeah. I can change the channel on the remote control.
That is a complicated remote, but you know it.
So I know it.
That's the one you
if
want.
If you got a TiVo, you'll have the TiVo. Oh, Monk. I love Monk.
Monk?
I can go Monk. Have you ever watched Monk?
Like the praying monks?
Monk. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Monk? Is that how he says it? I've never seen the show,
actually. No, he doesn't say it like that. Look, here's all my DVR stuff. You said they like The Voice? Let's watch The Voice. We can watch it right now. So this is.
Let's do that.
Let's just
watch The Voice.
Forget this show and watch The Voice.
I mean, it'll be just as good, if not better.
Yeah, I don't think we'd get into too much trouble.
No.
You know, when we were at Universal Studios, it was kind of cool because that's where they do, what's the other one, The X Factor?
Right, yeah. You're talking about voice shows, singing shows. There's X Factor, there's American Idol.
Yeah, what's the one where they hit the button?
I think it's The Voice.
Is that The Voice? Maybe they do The Voice there. That's The Voice. Anyway,
because it's NBC Universal, right? And The Voice is on.
Oh, NBC Universal, yeah. It's a cable town company.
Right. Yeah.
I asked the driver, I said, so you work for Comcast now? He said, yeah.
And he wasn't happy about it? Well, anyway.
Would you?
I don't know.
You worked for Comcast for a while.
Yeah, but it's not
How
like
was
I,
that for you?
It was fine.
Okay.
They paid me and I made friends. The
checks didn't bounce?
No.
Okay.
Well, they didn't.
That's a good sign.
I still have a Comcast 401k. I've got to roll over to my Twit one.
Yeah.
So.
Time to do that.
Technically.
You're still working for
them. I'm still entrenched in that little world. But I don't actually still
Is it Comcastic?
I don't know.
No.
No, I don't know.
Let's move on.
What do you want from me? Yeah, let's move on. Hey, so you know what's cool?
What?
Is that Google Maps, now if you access it via Safari, that was sort of Apple's, like, consolation prize.
God,
if you really
can
hated
you
Apple
believe
Maps.
That Tim Cook writes an apology and then says, just use Google or Bing, please?
Yeah.
Could you believe that?
MapQuest.
MapQuest?
Or Nokia. Hey, they have
an
nice
AOL
maps.
Company.
Yeah, why not? But what's cool is that even though the Safari version works really nicely, my issue with it was like, yeah, but Street View doesn't work, and I really love Street View. Like, I really love it. And it's finally here. So if I click on, you know, if I drop a pin right here, I'm in Petaluma right now, all of a sudden, lower right-hand corner, you got a little man.
Oh, the little man, the peg man.
So you go, okay, little man, let's do this. Man me. Man me.
I call him Peggy.
Why aren't you manning me? Mm. Peggy. Oh, come on.
Come on, Peggy. Maybe there isn't a street view of that.
Oh,
there we go.
I guess I just had to get.
You were too
closer.
Far out; it didn't know what you wanted to see.
Yeah, I guess you're right. So here we are in Petaluma.
Oh, that's it. That's my little
town. Right
my
in front of the
town.
Mystic Theater.
Yep, there's Sal's Pizza
my
on the left.
Kind
best pizza
of town,
in town.
Petaluma yeah, is my kind. Okay, so yeah, that's all. I just thought I should mention that if you thought, well, the Safari version of Google Maps is not full featured, it actually is.
Thank
I still
goodness.
Think it's a little clunkier, but it's there.
But if that was the big loss, I think, with the iOS maps was loss of Street View. That and the loss of complete accuracy.
You know, I understand that some of you are extremely frustrated with the Apple Maps, and it depends on where you live.
It works okay for me.
And I know Natalie Morris the other day said, I thought it was fine, but then it told me to turn onto some active train tracks. And now
that's not good.
I am hearing stories from people. I have not had the problem. My biggest problem was Street View was something that I really enjoyed. I like to virtually walk around.
Exactly.
And I couldn't do that without, another third-party app. So
unless
that's something that we can do.
There you go. It's back, baby.
It's back. Baby. Hey, David Peterson has a duh tip for us. This is kind of a fun one. He says, this is new in iOS 6, or if it isn't, I missed it. When you use the universal search screen, you know, so you swipe to the right when you're at your home screen to bring up search for an installed app, sometimes you can launch that app, but you still don't necessarily know where it is.
I never know where it is.
Because you've got, you know, all
I
these
just
pages
launched
of
it.
Apps. Well, if it's in a folder to the right of the app, you also get the information about what folder that app is in.
You do?
Yes. Search for an app that you know is in a folder.
Okay. Oh, it has to be in a folder. Well, that's in a folder. All right. Let me search for a different app. Because it's not. It's saying top hit. Is that a folder?
Well.
Exited. Okay. Let me look at something that's in a folder. Okay. Snapseed. Snapseed's in a folder.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go back here. Let's see what it says.
Yeah.
Snapseed.
Snap.
Yeah, see, so it's, look, it's an editing.
So that's a nice note. If you don't have an app in a if an app isn't in a folder, you're still going to be able to launch the app and be like, oh, I don't know, I have to look for it later. But if you're a folder person and you're pretty organized already,
I am.
Now you know that it's in your editing folder, yeah, and that's a lot easier.
That was something bugging me, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like I'm not learning what I need to know so I don't have to do this again. I need to know what folder it's in because I've lost it.
I
wish.
What?
I'm sorry.
It's getting fired up.
Let me scare you.
Ah!
I wish.
Something smells really good. It's like somebody put on lotion or something. You smell that? I'm sorry. I know.
That's me when I start to sweat.
No, I'm derailing the show.
I'm starting to sweat and it's starting
you
to
sound,
the fragrance
you smell like
is coming off of me.
Secrets.
I wish.
Dry idea. What do you wish for, Laporte? Speak forth.
I wish.
It smells so good in here.
I know what it is.
It's like lady lotion or something.
No. I just found out. Liz Romero is actually a fairy.
It's fairy dust.
Mm, she smells
Liz
like
burped.
Cotton candy and sex.
That's so much
that's
more
a quote,
info
that's a quote,
than I thought I would get.
That's a quote. From True Blood.
Oh, okay. So it's not bad as long as the vampire said it
first.
I
didn't make it up.
Okay.
It's from True Blood.
It smells amazing in here. Whoever's doing that, just please. It's very distracting. It's like food and
I wish
pretty people.
That you could have aliases on the iPad.
Alii.
Not aliens. So that you could have. So this is part of the problem is I have to decide which folder an icon goes in. Mm. And so, for instance, I maybe would like it to go in both info and news. But you can't. You have to pick one. And
yes.
That's why I lose them. But if I were able to have aliases like the CNN app, I could have it go in both.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Just a request for future.
Yeah, you sort of, it would be like you're not actually copying the app. You're just adding a path to the original app.
Yeah.
How very Windows of you. Hey, so we got an email from Kevin in Houston, Texas, and we're not going to be able to answer these questions now, but Kevin does bring up a couple points about Siri and why she's annoying, or at least why she's limited. He says, why is it that you can only ask Siri to play music but not podcasts or movies or TV shows or audiobooks?
Oh, don't ask
other
questions
stuff.
Like that. Don't ask questions.
Why is it that you cannot ask Siri to play something to an AirPlay-capable device like the Apple TV by saying play item
why
to my Apple TV?
Ask why?
It should be simpler for Apple to add to Siri's capabilities. What's up with that?
I wish there were aliases. You can't. It's Apple. It's just what you get. And it's in beta, right? They added a bunch of capabilities. At least we can launch apps now.
Siri is getting better all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm with you, Kevin. I mean, Siri could be better. And we don't know the answer. Let's all just be frustrated together.
I wish there were multiple logins. But am I going to get them? No.
Not if you... Never. Or maybe one day. But not because you asked. Because Apple decided that that's what we needed.
Maybe next year.
Maybe. Hey, so we want to hear from you guys. We love getting your voicemails, your videos, your emails. Got a lot this week. Wish we could get to more of them, but there'll be more of them next week. Write us at iPadToday at twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 757-504-IPAD. That's 504-4723. Or you can send us a video, upload it somewhere, send us the link, try to keep it to 30 seconds or less so we can play it on the show, and thank you in advance. We love you.
Me talk pretty one day.
So funny.
Isn't that great?
So funny.
Let's listen to a little bit of
it.
You might wonder how I'm going to do that.
Stray hairs from the sleeves of their sports coat saying, oh, I think we both know why.
You're on like
suspect
speed
then chooses
three.
Between doing things the hard way and doing things the easy way.
It's funny when you speed him up. So this is the Audible app.
Do you really listen to novels? Well, this is more of an autobiographical.
No, I don't listen to sped up. It must have tapped that.
I was going to say that is tough.
But that is a nice feature of the Audible app. And people report this all the time that if you listen to stuff faster, sometimes you can actually understand it better. So let's listen at a normal speed.
Ends with either gunfire or the gentlemanly application of handcuffs.
In fact, I bought the David Sedaris collection. Audible offered all the David Sedaris books.
Hilarious.
So let me tell you. This is my library. I have been an Audible member since 2001. That's 11 years. I have hundreds of books. I love Audible. I mean, when you ask me about a company and I can say, I use them. For 11 years, 500 books worth, now you know I really do love Audible.com. It is a fantastic source. I don't have much time to read. In fact, I became an Audible fanatic when I had a two-hour commute to Tech TV, and I've been listening to Audible books ever since. My commute's gotten shorter, but I make an attempt to listen when I'm at the gym, when I'm walking the dog. I have it piped throughout the whole house so I can listen to my books because I love them. And there's fiction, there's nonfiction, there's history, there's science fiction. There's all kinds of books, over 100,000 titles. You got to try Audible. And here's how you could try it for free for 1 month. Visit audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. You'll be signing up for the gold account. That's a subscription. You don't have to use a subscription for Audible, but I think for a regular listener, it's a great deal. You get a book, a credit a month, but your first month's free. Your first credit's free. You can pick from something like 80 or 90,000 books that are single credit. Almost all the books I listen to are single credit. And cancel anytime, pay nothing. It's yours to keep. You know, we had John Hodgman on
yesterday.
Oh, he was so funny.
In fact,
he was so good. After the show was over, I left, and he kept going. He did another hour. So we turned that into a special. So you can watch the triangulation episode or the John Hodgman won't leave special that we made on the Twit special feed. But the reason he was here is because his audiobook for That Is All just came out yesterday or the day before. And that is now available. These are very funny. Brooke Shields is on this. Dick Cavett. John Hamm of Mad Men. Of course, John Hodgman. His friend Jonathan Colton plays music. It's fantastic. John Flansburgh from They Might Be Giants. I'll tell you what. Visit audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. Pick your book. Enjoy. If you don't like it, you can cancel. Pay nothing. I have a feeling you're going to love it. audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. And I would recommend the new John Hodgman, That Is All. That's a great choice. Or any of the three. It's a trilogy. So the areas of my expertise, the first one, maybe you should read the first one in the trilogy. It's just so good. audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. And more information than you require. That's the second one. We thank Audible for their support. And do try. It's an iPhone app, but it works fine on the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Do try it.
Because I mean, it's audio, right?
So right. You're listening.
You don't care
and
too much.
The features are really actually quite good. Yeah.
Hey, so Leo, everything about you is perfect, except you seem to be missing something. It's just, what is it?
I'm not missing anything.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, you look awesome.
Well, it is the
4th
of July.
You even match yourself.
Well, I thought
Happy 4th of July.
Today,
Happy Independence all.
We would represent the dichotomy.
I sentence you to death.
Exactly.
Walk the
I
plank.
Represent freedom,
no,
liberty,
that's different.
Truth, justice, and the American way. You represent the age-old monarchy.
I am an absolute ruler.
You are Princess Sarah.
Dance for me.
I am Uncle Leo.
Yes, correct.
And today we are showing our app caps.
That's right. Yeah, so
that's why we wear these hats.
That's right. If this is the first time you're watching the show, you might think, wow, those two have really lost it.
Yeah.
And you would be right.
Yeah.
But we lose it every Thursday.
Yeah.
At the end of the show, Leo and I pick two apps, one app each, that we really, really like for whatever reason, and we talk about them while wearing hats. We call them app caps.
And that was my mistake earlier today when I showed you my app cap. I wasn't wearing a hat yet, but I have a new one now.
Oh, good.
So go ahead.
I think that I've guessed what it is, so we'll see if
Do
I'm
you?
Right or not. I'm
going to ask you. That's good.
We got this app cap is actually, I have to give Jody credit. Jody wrote in and said, when you and Leo were talking about rebuses back a couple of episodes ago, I thought of this game. It's excellent. Looks beautiful on the new iPad. I highly recommend it.
Rebuses?
The Rebus Show.
Really?
You were telling me what a rebus is.
Yeah, you'd never heard.
I didn't know. But I know what the concept is, but I didn't know that there was a word. And this is an app.
Is it?
Rebus Show.
Rebuses?
Well, that's what she called it. It's called Rebus Show.
Okay, but is it? All right, I'll just watch.
So here's what happens.
I'll just
shut up and watch.
Okay.
And as you see, I have logged into Game Center, so this is something that I could, you know, play with friends or neighbors or
okay.
whatever.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and enter, and let's just start, all right? So
it is. That's a rebus.
Pete's.
He's adding hearts to his spaghetti. P. Dinner. P. Diddy. Saw. Apple pie. That's it.
No, that's terrible.
Saw pie. Saw piece. Saw. That's a saw. I know that.
Pizza
and that's
pie.
Pizza pie.
Pizza pie. See, you get. See, get it. Pizza pie. That is fun.
I don't get the who he. Oh, eat.
He's eating.
He's eat.
Pizza pie.
Saw.
So
pie.
This is like you go.
You're
oh,
good. Let's do that again.
It took me a minute.
Let's
but
do another
you
one.
Have to say it out loud sometimes so that
yeah.
you can get it.
Olive so, oil diving into a dish.
Divest.
Divest.
Divest. And you have to spell it right or you get
this
docked.
This is cool. It's very old-fashioned.
Yeah. And then they yay!
You're a scholar.
I know. Well, I've been playing it for a while. I spent like 4 hours one night and it got weird.
You are natural at rebuses.
Yeah. So...
Okay. That's a crook. Is that a flush?
No, this is flush
is
without
that?
The H. So fluzz.
Fluss.
Fluzz. Fluzz cone.
Dunce.
Fluzz
dunce.
See, and you can see, like, down here. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry that my hat's in the way. If I knew, like, that this one was the, I could at least write in some of the letters. So, bandit. Fluss.
Bandit. I like it.
Yeah.
Bandit fluss dunce.
Gun. Rob.
Fluss dunce.
Rob fluss dunce.
Are we sure it's a flush? They're all diamonds, right?
No. Well, yes.
Is it a royal flush?
It is a... It's, yeah.
It's a royal flush. Minus CS, a royal fluss.
Royal fluss. Oh, this is a tough one. This is a tough
royal
one.
Royal fluss.
Royal fluss cap. Fluss.
Or it could just be a hand minus the... Oh, it's an and. And. It's something and dunce. See,
well,
it's,
look, I can
it's a hand minus the H is and.
So, yeah, that is and. Because
yeah,
if
yeah,
it was
yeah,
an
yeah.
And.
Hand minus an H.
Oh.
So that's a hand.
Oh.
It's a...
Crime and punishment.
Crime and punishment.
That is...
Scooter X in the chat room.
Oh, my God. You see? Do you guys see how fun this is?
I like this game.
Isn't it great?
You're going to be...
See, the game theme continues into our app caps.
That is fun.
We can play all day, but we're not going to.
Now you're even more of a scholar. I have to take my iPad out for this one.
Okay.
So you wanted a new game to replace, what is it called? Never Landing Austin?
Arriving HD.
Arriving HD.
I didn't actually ask for this, but you're going to give it to me anyway.
I am. This is called Naught.
Yes, this is what I thought you were going to
do. Did you think I was going to do this? Do you know this game?
No.
So,
I just guessed.
It's similar to that. So this is in a, oh, I actually got to plug in the sound. It's in a category Apple calls great games that you ought to know about, okay?
Okay.
From Blue Shadow Games. It's beautiful. It's black and white. That's not Coin Dozer.
I'm trying to go the other way a little.
Yeah. Where am I?
You're that. There you
oh,
are.
Oh, now I'm going to look at... Don't you hate it when they do that? I don't want to look at Coin Dozer. All right. Here we go. This is not. So I'll show you how to play.
I like it already because it looked like there was a cat.
There's a cat.
Yay,
there's accelerometer-based controls. There's portals. There's seeds. There's seed-activated doors. And there's diamonds. We'll do the first level so it's easy. Okay? So the idea is... that you use the iPad to steer, to drive. Okay, touch me to open the menu. Uh-huh. This symbol indicates you can create a portal at any point of the level to continue from that point. That's so you can save it. Okay, and now we're going to start moving.
Oh.
Moving, moving. Whoa.
Oh.
You're using gravity. There's a diamond. Let's pick it up.
This is not even like arriving at all. This is like a whole next
level
thing.
Whoa. Watch out.
Careful.
Oh, I should have jumped over that.
Can you jump or do you have to just...
I don't know. I can do this. See that? I went upside down. Did you see that? See, I can go, whoa.
Whoa.
So I don't need to jump. I'll just go around him.
Oh.
Whoa.
This is like almost exercise.
It is almost like exercise. Yes, it is. This is about
the next best thing
to exercise. It's wrist-cercise.
Wrist-cercise.
It's probably not the easiest game to demonstrate
on
TV, but it's fun, you see?
Now, see, for all the people who say, why don't you guys just get the video out of your iPad and stop doing your over-the-shoulder shots, you would never see how wonderful this is. You wouldn't even get a sense.
Look. It chopped me up into little kitty pieces.
Well, that's not very nice.
Yeah.
That was unnecessary.
So I found all the diamonds.
Okay.
So then anyway.
But you still died.
It gets more complicated. There's more going on.
Oh, you just portaled out.
I portaled out.
You portaled out.
It gets more complicated. There's more stuff to do.
I like the funky music.
Isn't it fun?
Dude.
I like the design, too. I think doing a black and white game is kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I ran into some sawgrass there. Anyway, that's called Naught, N-A-U-G-H-T. And again,
99 cents, so that's easy.
This is my example of how you should use the native interface on the iPad as opposed to try to do something that has controllers and things like that. This uses the accelerometer built in. You know, I don't know if it's available on the iPhone. It'd be probably a little easier on the iPhone because it's not so big. to do this, but a fun game.
I don't know. I mean, you hold the iPad.
It does.
Hands.
It has an iPhone and an iPad version.
I love it. I am 100% going to try this.
I just saw that. I thought, Sarah might like this.
Not. I love it.
N-A-U-G-H-T.
I do love it. Yeah. The Reba Show, by the way, for anyone who's interested, $1.99. And you know what? Just not that it matters, but I noticed that because I always make a note of where the app points to, you know, the website that originates from. First time I've ever seen the website that's listed in iTunes as a Facebook page.
Oh.
The Reba Show. Facebook.com/TheRebaShow.
Not sure I like that.
Why not? That's where their presence is online.
I guess so. Yeah, why not? Why have a Facebook page and a web page?
I mean, it's just, it's a first time for everything.
I would hate to build my business on having a Facebook page and then have them say, hey, by the way, bye-bye. And then you're no recourse. You're dependent on Facebook now.
Right. Well. Yeah,
that's all right. It works. It's not your problem.
Yeah. To each their own, Rebus.
To each his own.
Hey, so
I like that game. That's fun.
It's fun, isn't it? Yeah. It was. It's. Thank you.
Let's play that some more.
I know. I want to.
After the show.
But that's it for this edition of iPad Today, because we've simply run out of time
we
and
have.
Energy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that.
Thanks, everybody,
Wait a
for
minute.
Watching.
A baby picture of Sarah in an old commercial?
I've never been in a commercial.
You've never been in a commercial, and
no.
You've never been a baby.
No.
So
I was born 27 years old,
full grown,
and I've only got another 6 months or so, and it's been a lot of fun. I've been watching too much Looper and reading about.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
Good movie.
Liked it. Didn't love it. Liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. Plus,
it had a scary element that I was like, "This is weird."
Yes, the
because
demon
I
seed
scare
thing.
Easily.
Yeah,
demon seed.
Thing. I like that.
Yeah, no,
that's the part I like the best.
I like time travel stuff, and I like to try to think about, did that actually work? And I don't really think it did, but that's, it was still fun.
Looper.
Singular. But there were a lot of them in the movie. Anyway, thanks for watching, everyone. We'll be here next week, same time, same place. You're gone in a couple of weeks, but you will be back next week.
I am gone again?
Yeah,
in October. I'm going to see Madonna.
Okay. All right. Hey, so we have a special, playing out friend. This is Rocky. He's our new official iPad Today mascot, and he's going to play us out. Ow!
Will that scare Rocky?
Rocky? What sound does a cow make? What sound does a cow make? Rocky, I love you. I love you.
Huskies are very bright.
I love him.
Good boy.
And they have blue eyes.
No, he's getting going now.
I love
Look, Ozzy came running in. Yes, Ozzy, it's another dog.
Look at him look at you like, do you like it, Leo?
I love you.